Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Finding Your Inner Calm by Avril De Beer. How do you find your inner calm in the face of a cancer diagnosis and treatment? Avril De Beer suggests a few ideas. Being diagnosed with cancer is a life-altering experience giving rise to distress, emotional turmoil, and feelings of helplessness. Fear of the unknown is ignited when your doctor explains your treatment plan with its unfamiliar terms and odd-sounding names of different types of chemotherapy. It takes time to work through your emotions and to accept that you have cancer. Appreciate your strengths. Think back to a time in your life when you had to deal with a difficult situation. How did you cope with the situation? What strengths and skills did you use to help you overcome hardship in the past? What have you learned about yourself during your most difficult times? Maybe your love of learning enabled you to read up on a specific situation and to understand it better. This skill will certainly help you when learning more about your cancer and side effects of treatment. Ask your doctor for a list of reputable websites where you can access reliable information. It would be helpful to make a list of your strengths and to think about how you can use them to your advantage while receiving treatment. A strength such as persistence, the ability to continue doing something despite difficulty in reaching your goal, would be useful when your aim is to complete treatment despite difficulties like unpleasant side effects. Rely on your community. Ira Biok, an American physician, shares the story of anthropologist Margaret Mead's answer to the question of what she considered to be the first sign of civilization in a culture. She said that the first sign was a femur, thigh bone, that had been broken and then healed. Mead explained that an animal cannot survive with a broken leg. They can't run from danger, get to the river for water, or hunt for food. No animal survives a broken leg long enough for the bone to heal. A broken femur that has healed is evidence that someone has taken time to stay with the one who fell, has bound up the wound, has carried the person to safety, and has tended them through recovery. Helping someone else through difficulty is where civilization starts. Your community are those people who form your network of support. The people who take you to your chemotherapy sessions, the ones who provide meals when you feel weak after treatment, and the ones who phone to find out how you're doing. Some people find it helpful to form a community with the people who undergo treatment at the same facility or with the people who attend the same support groups. Connect with nature. According to the Worldwide Fund for Nature, there is a lot of research exploring the link between time spent in nature and a reduced risk of mental health problems. If you aren't able to visit a nature reserve or a park with your phone switched off, you could plant herbs or flowers in your garden or buy houseplants. Forest bathing, a Japanese practice known as Shinrin-yoku, is a simple method of being amongst the trees, enjoying the sounds, smells, and sights of nature, and letting the forest in. A study carried out by King's College in London in 2018 found that exposure to trees, the sky, and birdsong in cities improved mental well-being. Be gentle with yourself during treatment. Treat yourself like you would treat your best friend.